morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Pieper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Pieper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Pieper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Pieper, 580-541-1949.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment. At the John Deere 5085E utility tractors, these 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering SID 2717 includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
The waters left over in Texas from Hurricane Harvey remain, and Texas cattlemen are just now getting a good look at the damage. Richard Thorpe is president of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, and he says roughly a tenth of the large state herd was hit hard by the hurricane.
This is affecting about 4,710 member ranchers and their families of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers. It has been estimated by Texas A&M that this is going to represent about 1.2 million head of cattle in these counties. You know, the state of Texas has 12.3 million head. So, you know, we're coming a little under 10% of the herd is being affected by Hurricane Harvey and the flooding.
Thorpe doesn't anticipate the damage estimates climbing a lot from the initial numbers.
I think right now it's too early to kind of get all the information on exactly how much is going to be involved in death loss. But our numbers are coming in a lot lower this time than with Hurricane Ike. You know, with Hurricane Ike, it was a little bit different problem. We had a surge of salt water that came in off the Gulf of Mexico in the tune of 6 to 7 feet and went approximately 20 miles inland. And it caused a lot of problems related where cattle were stranded and not able to drink salt water. And it was a tremendous death loss with cattle.
Hurricane Ike hit the Texas coastline in 2008. Thorpe said Harvey is presenting different challenges, though, than Hurricane Ike did.
With this hurricane, the problems have been related around freshwater flooding from the amount of rainfall, causing damage to structure, roads, fences, and leaving cattle standing in water and without food. We're a little better prepared, believe it or not, for this because of our experience from the previous hurricane we've had not too far distant past, Hurricane Ike. And so the state of Texas, I think, is doing a very good job of managing and help directing our relief efforts down there.
Thorpe says the National Weather Service warnings gave most ranchers time to evacuate their animals and move them to higher ground. A lot of the ranchers hit by Harvey were prepared thanks to their experience with Hurricane Ike in 2008. Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock, proud to present their Labor Day 2017 sale coming September 14th and 15th. Be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 50,000 head yearlings on the 14th of September, then calves and calves on cows on the 15th of September. If you want more details about when a lot may sell and preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.